And time to talk food. Shut up and eat as we're joined by Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine. Joe, good Friday afternoon to you.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Outstanding. You're back and feeling good, I hope.
I am, yeah. I think there was a little something going around, so I think everything's okay. I got
excellent
my and my power back on, so everything's all right.
It's two good things right there, and two more and a couple of fine places that you've visited of late. Let's start. Tell us about, is it pronounced Musette?
Yes, Musette. Down in Kennebunkport. I think it technically is Cape Porpoise, but most people who, in southern Maine, it's been this restaurant called The Wayfarer for like 60 years, basically. It switched owners a couple times, and then this last time, Jonathan Cartwright, who used to be the chef at the White Barn Inn for a very long time, basically decided he wanted to do something really casual and allow him to spend more time with his family. So he opened this, like, you know, really, you know, streamlined decor. It's BYOB, but really, you know, well-prepared food that's not overcomplicated, you know?
That's fantastic. And also a pretty fine experience for you at Neighborhood in Belfast.
Exactly, yeah, which is another, you know, just doesn't really conform to any particular style, you know, Asian, Latin. But that's most notably up there for dessert. They do a churro waffle, which is essentially they make a churro, but they do it in a waffle iron. And they put salted caramel ice cream on top of it. So basically the end result is like Cinnamon Toast Crunch with Lucky Charms marshmallows. And it's just like, I don't know. I was this close to ordering another one consecutively, but I was pretty full. So
yeah, that sounds nothing short of amazing. Well, one of the big food holidays of the year coming up with Thanksgiving on Thursday, and we thought we'd talk about perhaps some non-traditional approaches. Whether you're cooking at home, whether you're going out, either way, can we get beyond the turkey, or at least the standard turkey?
I think we can. You know, first off, I've always kind of wondered why turkey in general is kind of delegated to Thanksgiving and not other times of the year. I've never really understood that. And therefore, I actually like to do non-traditional Thanksgiving items. I then do turkey, you know, like for Christmas or Easter. And because, I mean, it's fall. So, I mean, how many delicious things are out there to eat, you know?
Like, right.
You could do I like to do a curried sweet potato bisque with a dark rum cream.
Oh my!
Kind of a float on top of that. Yeah, it's from the Innet Little Washington that was inspired by really, really great, you know, porcini mushroom risotto. You know, instead of mashed potatoes, why not? You know, get a big pork shoulder. You can brine it in maple syrup and salt, and then rub it. Do a rub on it with cinnamon sugar and thyme, and just kind of let that roll. You know, for a long time in the oven, so, you know, your house smells delicious on Thanksgiving. But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have all those access to all those foods. Why do you, why do you have to keep it one way?
Well, I agree, and I agree on both counts too, because I like turkey, I enjoy turkey, and I want to have it more than just that once a year. But now, another key component for me, for the Thanksgiving holiday, the leftovers, but all those things you mentioned sound like they would make amazing leftovers, too.
Well, yeah. You can make, you know, deep-fried porcini mushroom arancini balls, you know, like things like that. And obviously, pork sandwiches are just as good as turkey sandwiches. But for a lot of people, it's the nostalgia, it's the tradition, you know. And, you know, when I do actually roast a turkey Thanksgiving, I like to make a chowder from the carcass and everything. Basically, like a turkey and sage chowder.
Mm.
That's really nice the coming days after. There may be some recovery involved, so you need soothing foods like that because, I don't know, Thanksgiving is a great excuse to drink, you know, four bottles of wine and one with each course, and I don't know.
Yeah, and even dessert, there's more to Thanksgiving than just the traditional pumpkin or squash pie.
Yeah, exactly. There is. And you know, even kind of experimenting a little bit, like, you know, your apple pie, but add a little cheddar to your apple pie, you know, things like that. Like, you can experiment. I mean, it's tough. Everybody goes to their family's house. They've been doing it one way for a long time. which is often why I pretty much usually end up doing two Thanksgivings every year. You know, the traditional, and then you find a bunch of people who, you know, want to get a little more eclectic with it. And it's just another excuse to eat a very large meal. Really.
Well, I'm going to say, the two Thanksgivings sounds fantastic. I'm back to, if I could squeeze in three, I'd find a way to do that as well.
This is my life.
It sounds like a good one from here. Hey, Joe, it's always great. We appreciate you checking in. Have a great one or two or even three Thanksgivings, and we'll talk with you again for the post-holiday recovery next Friday.
Oh, that's right. I will start. I'll talk to you the day after Thanksgiving.
It'll be leftovers, but not our discussion.
Black Friday.
There you go. Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
As Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine food editor, shut up and eat every Friday here on the program.